Good morning, my brothers. Welcome to another edition of our corporate and collective prayer cycle, where we come together as the great men of the Omega Psi Phi fraternity to fortify our faith in the Father and to bolster our belief. Thank God for each of you that has joined us on this Lord's Day, this Thursday, this July 11th, as we come together to synchronize our activities around prayer. And we thank God for each of you. We've had an impressive week. We've been in the triple digits all this week. Yesterday was no exception. And we know that the Lord is with us even now. We are joined today in Atlantic City. I'm in a room filled with Christian men here. We have several members of our Supreme Council who are with us. Brother Ricky Lewis is with us. Yesterday was with us, and today is with us again. We're glad to have Brother Ricky Lewis with us here in Atlantic City, as well as Grand Bosselist number 41 was with us on the call yesterday. He's probably going to join us tomorrow as he's en route to our city now, coming in from Atlanta / New Orleans. We pray for his safe arrival from that area of the country. And we're delighted always to have our grand officers, current and past, on the phone with us. God bless each of you for what you do to make this effort a success. We also have several brothers who are constantly on the call with us. Many of them did not sign on because we may get some feedback from their participation, but we're glad to have them with us today. Thank you so much for what you do to make this effort such a wonderful enterprise for our fraternity. As always, we're joined on the phone with, I think Brother Knox is on the phone. I didn't hear him sign on. He indicated yesterday he may not be here. First Vice Grand Bosselist is here, not in the room. Brother Lewis, are you on the line? Okay. He's right outside on the phone. But he's with us, and we praise God for him. So at this time, I'm going to go ahead and release Brother Bailey to give us our time of meditation prayer. I happen to be sitting in the same room with him, and he's going to join us now. God bless you. We look forward
Amen.
To a good day of fellowship.
Amen.
Thank you, Brother Bailey. God bless you.
God bless you too, Dr. Richard Jr. God bless all my brothers who are in the room with me this morning. This is just an amazing, amazing thing. Brothers on the line, this is a day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice in his glory and his peace this morning. The serenity of God is so powerful that we are able to feel it from Atlantic City to Michigan, to Chicago, to the Carolinas, to New England, where I came from a few days ago. And Omega Psi Phi has given us a vehicle to praise his holy name this morning. So amen, 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 brothers. Brothers, as I was studying, and I've had the blessings of being able to discuss some of what I have to read this morning with some of the wonderful chaplain since about 5:45. And we are in Ecclesiastes, and we are talking about five chapters. And the chapter 7 and 10 talk about the meaningless of being, wise, good, and mortal. And 11 and 12 talks about the solution to life's meaningless. Fear God and keep his commandments. And it says life above the sum of brothers. And it starts in chapter 7, and it states its wisdom. A good name is better than fine perfume, and the day of death better than the day of birth. It is better to go to a house of mourning than to go to a house of feasting, for death is the destiny of everyone. The living should take this to heart. Frustration is better than the laughter, because a sad face is good for the heart. The heart of the wise is in the house of the mourning, but the heart of the fools is in the house of pleasure. In chapter 7, it lets you know where man has a good reputation, the day of his death can be a day of honor. We are all born into sin and problems and challenges. But in many ways, we have reversed the way life should be celebrated. Birth brings a lifetime of problems we must deal with. But as Christians, if we live the righteous life, we will die as Christians. In Revelations 21:4, it says, "And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no death, sorrow, crying, or pain." The celebration of a life well lived will be all the challenges of a life and the beginnings of what we have. What we have at the beginning depends on where we come from. If you are born where I came from, in a small town in Bridgeport, Connecticut, you are born to poverty and projects and strain. But we have lived that proper life. And we move on and we have understood that. And it says to us in 14, "When times are good, be happy. But when times are bad, consider this. God has made the one as well as the other. Therefore, no one can discover anything about their future. In this meaningless life of mine, I have seen both of these, the righteous perishing in their righteousness and the wicked living long in their wickedness." Brothers, do not envy or look at those who have done wrong and they've gathered the wealth and the power. Do not look at them with envy. They are going to understand that God will judge all of us at the end. The righteous life, the path of God, is the way to go. And 8, once again, it talks about true comes from knowing and trusting God, not merely the way to find him. Knowing God will lead to understanding and then the sharing of that knowledge with others. Even if a man could inherit all the wisdom and wealth, no man can fully comprehend the power and understanding of God. And it states that also where it says, "Whoever obeys his commands will come to no harm, and the wise heart will know the proper time and procedure. For these and the proper time and procedure for every matter, though a person may be weighed down by misery, since no one knows the future, who can tell someone else what is to come? As no one has power over the wind to contain it, so no one has the power over the time of their death, as no one is discharged in time of war, so wickedness will not release those who practice it." Brother Solomon is laying it out for us. And 9, he believes in enjoying life as God's gift. The world is finite in many ways and has twisted life, making it something other than what God had intended the word to be. It honors many things above wisdom, such as looks and money and popularity and success. Solomon believed that wisdom is the greatest asset ever, though it often goes unrecognized, unchallenged. The wisdom of knowing where God is at in your life and understanding where your place is and what your role is in this world is what will lift you, brothers, is what will give you an understanding. Do not look at your challenges as those as I've lived the righteous life, I've done the right things, and why do I have these challenges? Take these challenges on. God is looking to test you and test your righteousness, brothers. And Kenny, describing the circumstances that are unfair and don't make sense, Solomon is stating that the wisdom alone can't bring justice. Everything we have is nothing without God. State that once again to yourselves this morning, brothers. Everything we have, if you look around and you've got a big house and you have a good family and you felt like you've lived the righteous life, and yet the unfair things in life are still going to come, take those challenges on. But understand that you are taking them on as a man of God, a child of God, God is not asking you to understand the challenges. He is asking you to go and tackle those challenges. But when he uses what little we have, it becomes all we could ever want or hear. If you lack skills, and you should sharpen them by training and practice, this will make you more effective in doing God's work. Go to your knees on a daily basis, brothers. Pray. If you don't know what you're praying and what you need to ask for the small things in life. Ask for him to put a cloak and a cloth over your family. Ask for him to look after the people you work with. Ask for the simple things just in your small little world. And then in 11 and 12, it gives us the meaning. And it lets us know, Solomon lets you know, life is short and has no guarantee. Seize the available chances and don't play it safe. Even in uncertainty, life should not let you pass it by. Don't wait for perfect conditions to do the right thing. Praise God at all times. That we may never exist to enjoy every day, but remember that the afterlife is eternal. And wouldn't we all want to hear job well done when we get to that eternal life? And in 12, he wraps it all up for us, brother. And he tells us know that the two things in life are people who lack purpose and people who lack direction. We should fear God and fear the power of God, but that we should live his commandments and not see them as unfair, but see them as a roadmap to a good and worthy life. Brothers, we are given so many opportunities. The opportunity we are given here today is that we are in a room worshiping together. We are praising the Lord. We are giving him thanks. We all got here safe. We all got here in one piece. We're all smiling this morning. I see beautiful faces, sisters and brothers. That's my blessing of the morning. That's my happiness this morning. I don't feel the pains I felt. My leg was hurting yesterday. It didn't hurt this morning when I got up. And I was up at 5 o'clock this morning. That just was not happening. I've met brothers here that I've been listening to. I have a brother from Cleveland who he and I are going to be friends forever now. We're going to be friends forever now. And it's a rejoiceful thing, brothers. Understand there are small gifts, small rejoices here. Embrace them, brothers. Embrace them. Omega has given us a vehicle that is powerful. And I'm looking at the power here. It is powerful. It stretches across the company. And the country, when we can take it and grab it by the throat, brothers, the power of God is sitting here in Atlanta and in the households of brothers who are on this line. And isn't that just wonderful? So, brothers, we have some prayer requests this morning. Eugene Spells would like us to pray for Sister Hetty Love, 77-year member of Alpha Kappa Alpha, the wife and brother of George Love, as she recuperates from surgery. Pray that she has a speedy recovery. Also pray for Angel Doyle as she completed her last chemo treatment. For breast cancer, we all know the scourge of that. Let the Lord heal as only he can. Allow her to get back to normal and live a healthy and quality life. Cyril Guerra would like us to pray for his son. And Brother Guerra and I spoke about his son yesterday, Jordan. And let's just uplift that young brother and all our young warriors out there. And Brother Gail's wife and family.
Yeah. Everybody's drunk. Yes. I don't know. I saw you do something, but.
I didn't know that.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Let's sign back on. Let's sign back on. We're barely get back on because you're the host.
Brother Graham, we can hear you.
Oh, okay. Okay, great. Everybody hold where you are. We're getting back on the line. Brother Bailey's going to sign back on because he's the host. Hold what you got. Give us just a moment. We'll be back on.
Brother, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. We got it.
Okay, I apologize for that.
That's
but,
okay.
Morning from God. And we will take this head on, brothers. So brothers, we are back to the prayer request. Brother Charles. Aloy of Theta Sigma and Rho Psi residing in New Orleans, the brothers of New Omega dealing with a lot of illness and affliction. We have a request this morning from Brother Richard Keller. He would like us to pray for Pam Cooper, wife of Brother Leonard Cooper, who is battling a serious illness. And please pray for the family of Troy Cooper, who has transitioned to Omega chapter. Brothers, let's bow our heads in prayer, please. Heavenly Father, thank you once again for bringing us together and bringing us all here in this wonderful setting. We ask that you lift up not only the names that we ask you to pray for this morning, but the folks who are in this room and on this call, the prayer requests that were not heard this morning, Lord, please touch their families. Touch them and lift them up this morning and give them the strength and power that only you can give, Lord, to carry on this morning and to lead their families and lead the lives that you would like them to live this morning, Lord. We ask that you give us all the strength and touch our hearts and minds and souls that we will preach your word and live life in your way by your commandment. We are nothing but vessels here to work and serve, but we do it with hearts and minds that are always understanding, Lord. We don't always understand what we should be doing. Lead us down that path, that righteous path, Lord. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen.
Don't
let me do it.
There you go.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.